So one is to ensure the survival of the existing ones. Secondly, the revival of those that have collapsed but which have the potential to be successful again. And thirdly, attraction of completely new industries with state-of-the-art technologies and able to do value addition to Zimbabwe's vast range of primary products. If it did all of that, the industry throughout Zimbabwe would benefit, the economy throughout Zimbabwe would benefit, and Bulawayo would benefit most of all because it has the infrastructure to handle all that, having been the industrial capital for so many years.
Looking at the example of the cold storage company, do you think the ZNCC have a valid point, and what does it mean for all the other industries that are not functional?
Long term, yes, but to do it now is premature because within agriculture, our national livestock herd has shrunk to approximately 36% of what it was 5 years ago. For a viable cold storage operation, they would have to be importing a lot of the livestock, in which event the local value addition is not of any major benefit. In time, Zimbabwe can regain its position as one of the top livestock producers in the world, very competitive against countries like the Argentine. But that's when we should be looking at recovery of a business like that, not now.